This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President of Finland Alexander Stubb arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb in a social media post said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in areas of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. The Israeli Air Force also said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reportedly killed in Iran since 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it is again attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Commander of U.S. Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly.
In the opening hours of Operation Epic Fury, U.S. Central Command forces, together with Israel, delivered overwhelming and unprecedented strikes into Iran. The first 24 hours of this operation were nearly double the scale, and we continue with 24/7 strikes into Iran from seabed to space and cyberspace. We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us. We are also sinking the Iranian Navy.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, IRGC, today launched its 17th wave of strikes against the U.S., Israeli targets, Press TV reported. Announcing another phase of operation, IRGC's public relations stated that immediately after the joint Israeli-U.S. strikes, its ground forces launched more than 230 assault drones towards targets in the occupied lands and U.S. bases in the region. At least 101 people are missing and 78 have been injured following a suspected submarine attack on an Iranian naval vessel off Sri Lanka's southern coast. Wire agency cited sources in the Sri Lankan Navy, adding that Navy vessels were dispatched after a distress call was received from the Iranian frigate IRIS Dena, which reported technical difficulties about 40 nautical miles off the coast of Galle. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's three key foreign policy priorities, which are Neighbourhood First, Act East and Mahasagar, including the Indo-Pacific. On the occasion of inauguration of the Sarsabhai Ekman Literary Centre building, Dr. Jayashankar said that the centre is a symbol of India's close bilateral ties. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In football, the Indian women's team will begin its campaign against Vietnam at the 2026 AFC Women's Asian Cup in Perth, Australia today. The match is scheduled at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. India has qualified for the AFC Women's Asian Cup after 23 years. The Indian team is placed in Group C alongside former world champion Japan, Vietnam and Chinese Taipei. Asian Cup is also a qualifier for next year's FIFA Women's World Cup. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted light rainfall over Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh for the next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency said that Gujarat, Konkan and Goa may experience hot and humid conditions till the 6th of this month. According to IMD, maximum temperatures are likely to be 4 to 6 degrees Celsius in many parts of northwest India over the next 1 week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.